Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. Microplastics and nanoplastics are literally everywhere. And yet, we continue to produce 300 million tons of plastic every year. And by 2060, that number will triple.
Much of this is in the form of single-use items like food packaging. Up to 70% of plastics end up in landfills, the oceans, or randomly discarded into the environment, where they eventually degrade.
Because they're made of fossil fuels, the chemicals within them are released when they break down.
Microplastics are pieces of plastic that are under 5 millimeters, and nanoplastics are even smaller, the size of a single bacterium. Both are now found worldwide in the most remote places, on the highest mountains, and the deepest part of our oceans.
They're also in our food chain and in our bodies, the lung, blood, breast milk, sperm, and placental tissue. There's building evidence that they're harmful, but we're mostly unaware of the extent.
Much of our plastic waste ends up in the world's oceans, and the most recognized is the so-called Pacific Trash Vortex. It's larger than the state of Alaska.
New research at the Garbage Patch is focused on using microbes to break down the plastic. A new study identified a fungus called Parenchyodontium album, found in the patch's microbial communities.
It feasts on polyethylene plastics that have been altered and degraded by exposure to ultraviolet light. Three other fungi have also been found to decompose plastic. They could be one key to solving this plastic crisis.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more in our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at illuminascicom.com.